Radio Soul aktiv. Die Sendung zum Mitmachen mit Gerhard Pellegrini.
Hallihallo, schönen Abend. Ja, heute ist es wieder die Sendung zum Mitmachen und es ist eine ganz außergewöhnliche, besondere Show. Out of this World Radio heißt sie, von Ted Ma. Wir haben jetzt eine Zoom-Verbindung nach USA. USA, Mount Shasta, der heilige Berg Mount Shasta. Und Ted Ma ist dort und macht hier jetzt eine Live-Verbindung hier nach Europa, nach Vienna zu Radio Soul. Ich begrüße Ted Ma, schön, dass du hier dabei bist.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm broadcasting today live from Mount Shasta, California.
Hallo an alle. Ich bin heute live hier. Ich übertrage heute live von Mount Shasta, Kalifornien.
And I am not in the third dimension. I am in the more like closer to the fifth dimension today.
Und ich bin heute nicht in der dritten, sondern eher in der fünften Dimension.
Aber ich sehe dich.
And we have an incredible show with all kinds of fascinating things to tell you about today.
Wir haben heute eine wunderbare Show für euch und mit allen mit wunderbaren Dingen, die wir euch erzählen wollen.
Everyone on my group to Mount Shasta has gone into Telos, and everyone has either gotten a healing or in the process of getting a healing.
Jeder in meiner Gruppe, mit der ich nach Mount Shasta gereist bin, war in Telos und die meisten haben Heilung schon erhalten und andere haben das Versprechen, dass sie noch geheilt werden.
Okay, wait a minute, Ted. I have to interrupt you now because you have to adjust your microphone. It's trembling. And I would say we play the song, the water song, for a few minutes, and you will adjust in meantime your microphone, okay?
Do you want the volume down or up?
Yeah, volume down. Right.
Go ahead.
Okay, here comes the water song, our signation from Ted Ma. Ted, please switch it from automatic to manual amplification. For Ted Ma. All we need is love and all we need is Ted Ma. Ted Ma for president. Come on, this is your show.
Diese Sitzung wird aufgenommen.
Okay. Right, im Zoom call hier.
Good. Well, I want to thank everyone so listening today. You can hear me okay, Gerhard?
Yeah, it's Saskia? Wonderful now.
Levels okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, good. Today, I'm going to repeat, today I'm in Mount Shasta. And I'm with my spiritual group here, and everyone has received a healing, and everyone has gone into Telos.
Ich bin heute mit meiner Gruppe hier in Mount Shasta, und alle haben eine Heilung erhalten und waren auch in Telos.
Das musst du genauer erzählen. Wo liegt Mount Shasta und wo und was ist Telos für unsere Hörerinnen und Hörer?
Please explain it a little bit, Ted. Where is Mount Shasta and what is Telos?
It's Mount Shasta is located in Northern California, 4.5 hours north of San Francisco.
Mount Shasta befindet sich im Norden Kalifornien, 4,5 Stunden von San Francisco entfernt.
It is in the, it's almost in the fifth dimension right now.
Und es befindet sich fast in der fünften Dimension.
Und was heißt das?
And I am close to the fifth dimension today.
Und ich befinde mich heute fast in der fünften Dimension. What does it mean, Tad?
About 4.7, 4.6 dimensional scale.
Also 4. Punkt,
okay. Did you hear that okay?
4.5 und 4.6 auf der Dimensionsskala.
Maybe you can explain what is does
I'm
it mean?
Light and I feel like I'm floating a lot.
Ah, okay.
Ich fühle mich sehr leicht und als würde ich schweben.
And I have many important messages to give you today.
Und ich habe heute viele wichtige Botschaften, die ich euch gerne weitergeben möchte.
Yesterday I met with Diane Robbins in Mount Shasta.
Gestern habe ich mich mit Diane Robbins in Mount Shasta getroffen.
She's a famous author with who travels to Mount into Telos many times.
Sie ist eine sehr bekannte Autorin und sie reist oft nach Telos, Mount Shasta.
And I have several pages of notes I'll share with you.
Und ich habe hier ein paar Seiten an Notizen, die ich jetzt gerne mit euch teilen möchte.
Okay. The fires in California, if you look at a map, they're spaced out in a grid pattern every 40 miles throughout the entire state.
Die Feuer, die es zurzeit in Mount Shasta gibt, die sind in einer bestimmten Anordnung. Sie befinden sich jeweils in einem Abstand von 4 Meilen.
Ich glaube 40 hat er gesagt, gell?
4 or 40 miles?
And every 40 miles there's a fire in California.
Ja, also alle 40 Meilen ist ein Feuer.
And all of these fires have been planned.
Und alle diese Feuer wurden gelegt.
Now, there's a lot of good people in the government here fighting the fires.
Es gibt viele gute Menschen hier in der Regierung, die
there's
das
a lot of good
Feuer bekämpfen.
Yeah, there's a lot of good people fighting the fires, but there are some people who do not want to fight the fires.
Und genauso gibt es aber auch einige Menschen, die nicht gegen das Feuer kämpfen wollen.
There was a fire that started last week on the northeastern side of Mount Shasta.
Letzte
and the
Woche
Forest Service knew about it and did nothing to stop it. Nothing.
Letzte Woche ist an der nordöstlichen Seite von Mount Shasta ein Feuer entfacht worden und die Förster haben nichts dagegen unternommen, um dieses Feuer zu löschen.
The fire has finally stopped now, but 20,000 acres of forest land are now burned up because of the fire.
Das Feuer ist jetzt gestoppt worden, aber 20.000 Hektar Wald ist verloren gegangen oder verbrannt.
Ja.
So it's a serious problem.
Yeah. Why?
The fires are burning from California all the way up to British Columbia, Canada.
Also das Feuer war von Mount Shasta bis Kalifornien bis British Columbia, Kanada. Verbreitet.
Ted, tell me, I just opened Google and the first entry is here, fires in California 2020, are they every year and why should someone do it and make the fires?
Also warum sollte jemand Feuer legen?
When I was going to school at the University of California, when I was going to school at the University of California, Berkeley in the 70s,
There were some fires, but not every year like this.
Mhm. Als ich noch zur Schule war in den 70ern, gab es nur ab und zu Brände, aber nicht jedes Jahr.
And the fires now are planned. I mean, how else can you explain fires every 40 miles throughout California? They're all burning at the same time.
Und jetzt werden die Feuer gelegt und immer im Abstand von diesen 40 Meilen. Wie anders sollte man sich das erklären, dass das eben gleichzeitig jetzt so passiert?
Mhm. Many of the fires are started by directed energy weapons, laser beams from outer space.
Mhm. Viele Feuer werden durch sogenannte Laserbeams, Laserstrahlen, die aus dem, ja, aus dem All kommen, entfacht.
And other fires are started by Antifa, Black Lives Matter.
Mhm. Und andere Feuer wiederum werden gelegt von Antifa oder Black Lives Matter. Mhm.
Und warum gerade dort?
You may want to shut your computer off because the bandwidth is low.
Okay, also er hat gerade mit jemandem noch zu sprechen.
So it's a serious problem right now, and I think it would be good for everyone to put their hand over their heart and ask the galactics to come in and help us stop these fires with rain.
Mhm. Es ist ein sehr ernstes Feuer um Mount Shasta und es werden alle gebeten, die Hand mal auf das Herz zu legen und für Regen zu bitten in dieser Gegend.
Mhm. Because we are all powerful spiritual beings meant to create a better planet, and we can stop these fires. If we ask for help, they'll give us help for it.
Wir sind alle mächtige spirituelle Wesen und wir sind mächtig und können mithilfe unserer Gebete, Gedanken das Feuer löschen in Mount Shasta.
Yeah. Ted,
ich habe hier jetzt eine gerade eine Nachricht aufgemacht im Internet. Mehr als 170 Waldbrände im Westen Kanadas. Das ist ganz woanders, oder? Aber es steht auch Flammenmeere auch in Kalifornien ausgebrochen. Okay, du hast mir noch nicht die Antwort gegeben, warum jemand Feuer legen sollte absichtlich. Ist das ein wirtschaftlicher Grund?
Why would they put fires there, Ted? Is it something, has it to do with economics or
economics,
why?
Yeah. Economics, they figure... They think that if they destroy California, then they destroy much of the U.S. California, for example, represents 30% of the economy of the U.S. So if they destroy California, they destroy 30% of the American economy, plus 30% of the food production as well in the United States. So there's two reasons for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, also es gibt den Grund, den wirtschaftlichen Grund, wenn Kalifornien zerstört wird, dann wird auch Großteil von USA betroffen sein, denn 30% Wirtschaftsleistung kommt aus Kalifornien und vor allen Dingen auch die Nahrungsmittel.
So there's a lot of reasons for it happening now.
Es gibt viele Gründe, warum das jetzt passiert.
I'd like to give some channeled messages from the Hollow Earth from Diane Robbins now.
Ich würde gerne ein paar Messages oder übertragene Botschaften aus der hohen Erde von Diane Robbins durchgeben.
This is from Mikos, the librarian of Alexandria in the Hollow Earth.
Das ist von Mikos, der arbeitet in der Bibliothek von Alexandria und er ist aus der Hohen Erde.
And he says, here in the Hollow Earth, we watch everything and know that you are being fed many lies and deceptions right now about what's going on.
Hier in der hohlen Erde sehen und hören wir alles und wir wissen, dass ihr gerade mit vielen Enttäuschungen und Lügen konfrontiert werdet.
But he says soon there will be a great outburst of light that will wake up everyone on this planet.
Aber bald wird es einen großen Ausbruch von Licht geben Und das wird dazu führen, dass viele, dass alle auf der Erde aufwachen.
And it's important for all of us to be as positive as possible.
Und es ist ganz wichtig für uns alle, dass wir so positiv wie möglich bleiben.
Of all the planets, this is me talking now. Of all the planets in this universe, Earth is the hardest one to make any positive changes. It's the hardest one of all the planets.
Von allen Planeten dieses Universums ist Erde der, ist die Erde der schwierigste Planet, um hier positive Veränderungen herbeizuführen.
And the message I get is that from all the spirits that come here, we're like the Marines trying to make a positive change on the planet. This is the hardest planet in the whole universe to do anything positive. It's the Earth right now.
Mm-hmm. Und von allen Wesen, die jetzt hierher kommen, sind wir sozusagen wie die aus, von der Marine, also von ja, diejenigen, die jetzt sozusagen den Wandel mit herbeiführen.
And the message from Mikos is to hold on, stay calm, because there will be many more weather challenges coming.
Die Botschaft von Mikos ist, haltet durch, bleibt ruhig, es werden noch andere und weitere Wetterveränderungen kommen.
We stand from the Hollow Earth, we all stand with you for the next 5 years and there is nothing to fear.
Wir aus der Hohen Erde sind bei euch für die nächsten 5 Jahre und es gibt nichts, wofür ihr euch fürchten müsst. Oh, Knoten in der Zunge heute.
Yeah. And the Earth is now releasing all of its pollutants to clear the way for the ascension with the angels.
Und die Erde lässt jetzt gerade alle Verschmutzung los und alles, was nicht hierher gehört, um aufzusteigen.
This is signaling the end of darkness and the era of light for the entire planet, which is good news.
Das signalisiert das Ende der Dunkelheit und es beginnt die neue Zeitalter des Lichts.
Yeah, thank you for translating that. That's so nice of you. I really appreciate
it. Wonderful, this message.
Ja, wir haben noch gar nicht erwähnt. Das, meine Damen und Herren, ist Saskia Voigtländer. Sie ist unsere Übersetzerin heute wieder mal und so charmant.
Alles gut.
Ja.
Yeah. For those who want to go back, go to Shasta. I'll be going again for a week beginning August 25th.
Am 25. August reise ich erneut nach Mount Shasta.
And you can go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com.
Und auf meiner Webseite outofthisworldreadings.com.
And find out more information there and register too, if you'd like.
Dort könnt ihr alle Informationen finden und euch anmelden, wenn ihr Lust habt, bei dieser Reise dann nach Mount Shasta im August mit dabei zu sein.
But everyone has had a wonderful trip. Best trip yet to Mount Shasta. Yeah.
Und jeder hat bisher eine wunderbare Reise hierher gehabt und einen wunderbaren Aufenthalt hier in Mount Shasta.
Ja.
Yeah. Ted, tell us, this show is also on Facebook. Where can our listeners find the Facebook account?
Oh,
they can participate also via video. Yeah.
They can go to my Facebook page, Ted, under Ted Marr, TEDMAHR, mm-hmm. or order Out of This World Radio and listen now if they like.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Okay, für alle, die gerne uns auch sehen wollen, die können das tun über Facebook. Wir sind gerade live auf Out of This World Radio oder unter Ted Marr.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And then after the show, you can go to, I'll send you a copy. You can go to Saskia's website, listen. You can go to Radio Soul International and listen. You can go to my radio website, outofthisworldradio.net and listen.
Mm-hmm. Also nach der Show, ja, könnt ihr das auch über meine Seite zum Beispiel, über meine YouTube-Seite, Gott, wie heißt da nochmal, Neues Wissen, galaktische Wahrheiten, neues Wissen, galaktische Wahrheiten, können wir nochmal reinstellen. Aber auch bei Gerhard, vor allem auf der Seite Radio Sol, dort sind alle Sendungen auch immer noch dann hochgeladen. Radio Sol, Ted Ma, eingeben auf Google, da kommt man gleich in die Galerie. Mhm. Oder auf Teds Seite outofthisworldradio.net, outofthisworldradio.net.
Outofthisworldradio.net.
Okay, dort könnt ihr alle Sendungen euch im Nachhinein anschauen.
You can go to outofthisworldradio.net. Also, you can go to BBS Radio, bbsradio.com/outofthisworldradio. And go to the bottom of the page to archives and listen there as well.
Mm-hmm. Oder ihr geht auf die Seite bbsradio.com/outofthisworldradio. Ganz nach unten auf der Seite scrollen und auch hier findet man eine Auflistung aller bisherigen Shows, die wir gemacht haben. So,
and within a couple of weeks, I'll have it on a fifth site too, called thegalacticwisdomconference.com.
Und bald haben wir noch eine fünfte Seite, wo wir dann alle Interviews finden, und zwar galacticwisdomconference.com.
So there will be many sites to listen to it.
Es gibt also viele Seiten, wo wir dann Zugang haben zu diesen Interviews hier.
Yeah, so I'd like to go ahead and play. Gerhard, were you able to find those segments I sent you?
Oh, sorry. I have to do it. No, I'm not ready. I have to find them, okay? Give me just a few minutes and I will change the PC and come back.
Okay, well, I'll keep talking then.
Okay,
no problem.
Please. Sorry.
I'll keep. That's okay. That's all right. During the trip, I brought people into Telos, and they were brought into special healing rooms.
Mm-hmm. Also während der Tour sind die Menschen nach Telos gekommen und kamen dort in Heilkammern.
And I know your daughter has been. How's your daughter feeling, Saskia? Better?
More or less. It's some days better, some days worse.
All right, I'm going to ask for a healing. Is that okay?
Yeah, yes, it is.
She'll be taken aboard. Admiral Halosaurus has been really busy fighting the fires. Adama has been healing people, but it takes time, and it's on a one. They finish with one person, they bring the next person on, and because Adama's busy, I'm going to bring you up on board my main ship, the Pleiadian ship with Admiral Halosaurus. Okay, I'm going to bring both you and your daughter up on board the ship. You are now on deck 24. Admiral Halosaurus is there. He's got a blue stripe uniform with a stripe across it. Do you see him there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's greeting you, and all the other crew members are there. I'm gonna walk with you and your daughter over to the elevators on the right, and we're gonna go up from deck 24 to deck 36. That's where the healing chambers are. So we're gonna go up to deck 36. Elevator's opening now. We're gonna walk out of the elevator, and I want you to walk across the plaza about 50 meters to a small door opening. You see the door there?
Yes.
Okay. Admiral Halosaurus has opened the door, and I want you to bring your daughter up to room 10 on the right. And bring your daughter and put her in it's like a rose quartz crystal quartz bathtub. She doesn't need to take her clothes off. Just leave her clothes on. Take her shoes off, maybe, but just have her sit in there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be there now for the next couple, 2 weeks. She'll still be able to come back to Earth and be with you, but she'll be a little spaced out because her spirit will be up at this location.
Okay.
Okay. Do you need a healing as well? because you could join her there on the next room.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I want you to go in right next door to room 11. That's on the right. And sit in this this rose quartz colored like a bathtub. Leave your shoes off. And you're going to be there as well. Your daughter's going to be right next door. You're able to split your soul between the third dimension here on planet Earth and the Pleiadian ship, which is about 10 miles above Mount Shasta. Okay, both of you will be there. And then, so I'm going to bring you back down. It's not recommended that you do any long drives because you're part of you's up there now. All right, in 2 weeks' time, I'll bring you back out.
Okay.
Next show. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so you're back now. Okay. A part of you and part of your daughter.
I'm leaving now. Bye bye.
Yeah, you're back. You're back there right now. Okay. Wow. So anyway, good. Okay, good. Well, I'll see if Gerhard's been able. Gerhard, have you been able to find that?
Yes. Okay.
Let's
ready.
Go play those. Okay. Let's play the segments. Telos one first, followed by Telos two. The total time is 11 minutes.
Yes.
And then we'll bring in my friend. The letter before R after that.
Okay, this is a recording from you, and it's called Telos Travels, and I play them all both together.
Yeah, okay. The first one is Telos 1.
Yes.
Second one is Telos 2.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, thank you. Hello, friends. This is Ted. I'm out Mount Shasta, and I have a wonderful friend, a member of our group, who just went into Telos. Could you get a little closer, please? Yeah, thanks so much. What's your name, please?
Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
And where are you from?
New York, Buffalo.
Okay, that's on this planet?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Thank you. Patty, tell us all what just happened to you.
During our meditation to whatever we're doing, I'm losing it. I went down into the Telos greeted me at the openings at the mountain and Mount Shasta, the Ascension Rock area, and took me down inside through many caverns down in. And when I got to the bottom of this area, there was a med bed laying in there. And they told me to lay down in the bed. And they were all around watching. And then they told me to get up, and they said, everybody you're with on this journey to this trip you took is going to be taken down one at a time and put in the med bed and be treated by us because you are our children, and they are here to help us. They've been with us the whole time we've been here, and they are warm, loving beings. They lit up into white light at different times as they talked to me, and they showed me around, and then they led me back up out of the caverns, and there were three of them standing at the doorway to the cavern and telling me to go ahead, that they were sending us what we need, and they were grateful that we came to here to see them, and they love us, and it was very profound. That's what happened. And they said, tell Ted three times. Tell Ted. So I'm telling Ted.
Okay, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
My goodness. Did they have any other messages for humanity, for the larger audience?
They did. I forgot this. They kept showing me Mount Shasta itself, and they kept saying, we're healing Mount Shasta. This is not okay, what's happening. So they're working on the mountain, so not to worry. And that they will bring anybody of a white light that they can help. But they're working with the people that are of the planet that are helping. So, and that's why there is great love there, extreme love. And they understand our concerns and they're working with us. So, but they're very heavily right now working on Mount Shasta. That's what they told me, and they kept showing it to me.
Okay. Are the negatives, these fires, I take it, were intentionally set?
They didn't really say, they just were unhappy, so they didn't get into details.
I see.
They just said they will take care of it.
Are the negatives planning more fires?
Didn't give me a message on that either.
Okay. All right.
They were all about just white light and love, and that's all they wanted to express.
Yeah.
And that they were going to visit everybody, bring them up. That's all they said.
That's beautiful. I was talking to Q this morning. He had a message for the group. He said, you're all powerful spiritual beings. He said to use your intentions and be positive, because we are going to get through this, and the white light's always stronger than the dark. So be positive and nothing can harm you.